This year is brought to you by Eshel Publications. Eshel Publications is a non-profit organization dedicated to spreading the Torah, Shiurim, and Sefarim of Rabbi Aaron Lapiansky. For sponsorships or more information, visit eshelpublications.com.
So we only here we finished the mission about being Otsi Mitzach HaTzibur, and whoever is Otsi Mitzach HaTzibur is Chotamas Mitzayosan. And the Roshos, which is the opposite of it, is only for itself, and therefore doesn't, it's called Yisrora and called Panas Atma, and, you know, and it's the hefech of the Indian of Tzibur and so on. I wanted, I guess, to speak a little bit about the Inyan of Yom that's relevant. It's interesting, the Matthias of the Nates of Esther and the Nates of Purim was, we are prepared, however, there was no Kilui. But more than that, you know, Esther's taina was that, you know, that it's Madiba de Crazy and Achasas of the Hummus, that there's a, in other words, with Gidrei Teva and with no Mahalchim, the whole mess didn't have a Mahalch. That was what his, that's what her point was. And then when Mordechai said, listen, you know, Amir Dentes and Begata, and Rebach Tzayam and Ayhudim, she said, Lech Knoises Kol Ayhudim. So, the Mashmos, I mean, yeah, pleasure to learn, listen, if you might just say Tillim, it's also first to say Tillim kind of thing. But in Chazal, they say that very interesting Lashon HaMedrash, the Maral himself speaks about it in Aruch Chodesh, and he says that Lech Knoises Kol Ayhudim is a remnant of Tfilah. He says, it's Balu. Ubedomah Zeh, he says, I'm reading Shaykh Lech Knoises Kasher Echol Beis HaKnesses is Balu. Lech Knoises Kol Ayhudim is a remnant of Tfilah. Lech Knoises Kol Ayhudim. Now, Lech Knoises Kol Ayhudim wasn't a bakosha for Tfilah, but it was a bakosha for Tfilah, for Tfilah in Tzibut Dafke. And the Tzibut says, he brings Tzibut in Megillah, the Rosh Megillah, that when it says Megillah, you give us my Megillah clearly, and that's why it says the Kosh of the Megillah, it says Shayin Nikola Lishvala. Well, Rosh Hashem, Shom Lech Chayin Nikola Yehudi Masha, she kind of says of Yaha. So the mice of it, the Kuda was still a bit Tzibut. And the Mahal shows to the Mahabrach is that it's not to say the night of the Shabbat Moed Tzilot of Sharabim. So now my hain kill copy of the Lehimas. Look, see, it's part of the Shalmash of the Krovli. So the night, oh my God, it's powerful for it. It's a series of Chatzodim. It's a power of my people. Marani Olav Kilo Pritzo Ani Li Olav Bonai in Beinu Mishorino. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu says that there is a turn of Chatzodim and Tzilot Tzibur. It's Kiilu Pita Adi Li Vanai Neum Tadu. So there's something smaller here. There's an akuda in the Tzilah B'Tzibur Dafka that is Kibrat. It's a take, I mean, it's the Gemara is going on Tera Avodah Yom Kassadim, but it's Mishana the Avodah being Mishpalam HaTzibur, and that becomes Kilzai Na'akum. I mean, why of the three Inyanim is that the Inyan that there's that Shinui? So let's talk a little bit about this Inyan over here. It says that, Zigmar says that Lekha, the Yoda Mishka Bisha came right home when he said, Yesham Echad, Mephoza, Mephoza, Bina Amin. So, Chazal said that Haman was able to be traces to the Kuda of Ra and Chai Yisrael. He knew where to hit home, the soft spot, Kilu, where Kadosh Baruch Hu, where their weak point is, and so on. And he knew how to samas to them. So the verse is like this. The Tzura of a Tzibur and the tzur of a klal is formed when you have some sort of circle that puts all the pieces into one common unit. So, the marshal, there was Machne, Kuna Machne, via Machne Israel. The Machnes were, the Messias of Machnes, the Messias of the Mechitzes Bifnim and the Mechitzes Bachutz, and so on, gave a Hagdara, the that which is inside, as being one entity. So the Gemara, by Kav Pesach, the Gemara says that you have to be in the bias, and it's eaten only with the so even though the bias doesn't mean literally a house, it means the Echabura, those that are Nimna on it, but the Torah calls it a bias because that created, anytime you create a group, it's because you put together around it. You said only these people who are Nimna are Shayach to the group, and no one else is Shayach to the group. So in the normal life, when Klal Yisrael is in Eretz Yisrael, and Klal Yisrael is, this is Eretz Yisrael, this is the one place that includes them all. And in, especially in Makom HaMikdash, which has a very clear mechitza, a very clear cradle everything inside it, that's where it becomes one. Klal Yisrael, during the Mayid, everybody has a din of a chadra, because it's part of that sequel. So Shalosh Baruch Hashem Yerachol Zechurcha accomplished on the one hand everybody going up and being the Nifal itself, it also created the Messias of Klal Yisrael together. All of Klal Yisrael together within the Mechitza and with the Matara of Riris Riris. So the Mechitza was a Klal there. When the Beis HaMikdash was Charev, so there's a whole bunch of inyanim that came together that are really very difficult to understand what shaykhs they have each other. Chubas is Chubas HaMikdash, but in the same token, we talk about Golas, which is the pizur of Klal Yisrael. I mean, the Chubas is several things. They could have Charev Machlis, they should stay there, or they could have left and there could be a Beis HaMikdash there. The Torah says it's Hainu Hach, because as long as there's a tzura of a Beis HaMikdash, then even if Christ is not there, they're all shaykh to it, and that's makir them. What's kernel all of Christ together is the mechit of Beis HaMikdash. And the Vela, when that's gone, any external mechitza that was kilo, that was together of a, we'll call it a tzirus fowl of Klal Yisrael together, was gone. So the churban of Beis HaMikdash marked the teaser of Klal Yisrael. Klal Yisrael lost its tzura to some degree. Because it no longer had something that was cradled altogether. Secondly, in Golas Paras, because Paras was cradled so broadly, the Jews who became a Fusa with Feiras, in Babel they went out to Golas, but they still stuck together. In Babel they were smaller together. In Paras and Madai, they seem to have settled in all ends of the empire because they clearly went out to all ends of the empire. So they were Mamish, they had melted into the Messias of Paras and Madai, and even if they didn't become both of the Paras and Madai, didn't become assimilated, but you can't call it a klal. There was even Haidu, there was even Kush, there was even Paras, there was even Madai, and each one was his own Messias. So Haman says, our tachlis is to destroy Klal Yisrael. As long as Klal Yisrael has its Surah of Klal Yisrael, I can't do it. But that Surah is over. Because if every Yid is his own Messias, then not going to be, there's no klal. There's a lot of yidin, but there's no klal. If there's no klal, there's no invisibility, there's no hashtacha. None of the yanim that are unique to Kaisel in terms of hashtacha, etc., are shalit once in a phrase of the Feyre. And that's why it wasn't shaykh to, it wasn't shaykh to look for any hanhaga chutz mi'ateva. When Esther complained that, you know, the social money crazy, and if you come up to Shalat Malbach, she was saying the hanhaga now can't be an hanhaga that's miyuchat the client's role, and that HaKadosh Baruch Hu goes out of the realm of Teva because there's no real Klal Yisrael. It's the Zilum HaTzeh. Klal Yisrael as a Klal is Rashoi to have Hanhagis that are Chutz Teva. There is no Klal Yisrael. There are even leftovers. Each one is a Zeichel the something that was. And the Melu, you cannot have any more that type of Hanhagis. That was what she told Mordechai. So when Mordechai said the Cholgos, and he said that whether you like it or not, you're mitzvah, the Kataisol has a mitzvah. And Erev Hatzola, Yavod Vayudim, she said the only answer for her is to go and to revive, to kind of give it to some degree a tzur of a cloud. And that's why she insisted on the Lech Kanois, Eskola Yehudim, because it wasn't the tefillah per se, but it was the tzura of tefillah betzibur that it was that was important. Tefillah was they attempted to give it a shem tzibur shabbat. The and that's Pshat Chazal when it says Kalaisi Betayim Lachasod Mispal Matzibur Malas Nuzadim Ilbanai. Tayim Kilos Chasodim never were significant in the Indian of the Tzibur Chayisrael. I mean, it's a nice thing to learn the Rav, but there's no good of Rav in learning it. So you chesed, I mean, it's in a Tayim, Rav Meisah, fine, but not the Milas. The Avodah Beis HaMikdash, the Etzem was the only place where you had a Shem Tzibur. The Korban Tamid was a Korban Tzibur. You had Korban Yochim and Korban Tzibur. And the Mikdash was all Tzibur. It had to be built up by the Tzibur. It had to be supported by the Tzibur. The Machshas HaShekel was, you know, Harash Leyaz HaGal Yamit. Each one gave exactly the same amount. Each one was a bit starved for the same amount. It had a Shem Korban Tzibur. And it was the makom where everybody was at some part at the Shalosh Tzibur Hashana. They were there together as a tzibur. So the Zayla, the makom of the three amudim of Torah, Avodah Gemilas Chasadim, that was the amud where you created tzibur. And I want to add a knage as to why that Amud Dafka. And let's understand that, I guess, in a way that we can be the mashishit. When a lot of people do things together, so it's the Maisa, there's no real chizuk one the other. If I ask 1,000 people each one to give $1 to tzedakah, I get $1,000. If I ask 500 people to give two, if I ask one to give $1,000, and he gives it, I get $1,000. So it's just the koyach of tziruf of many is not that much more yachid, even though it does say the muscle by when they carry the grapes by the Meraglim, there's a Magusa of a lot of people doing it, they can carry more, but the Berachlau in Astia itself, it is the same, just more numbers. In the world of Machshava, in other words, Torah, there's no such thing as thinking together. I can be mitzvakeach with you, as mitzvakeach with many people, when you have a verse of iron, so we hear all the days, each day remains, and we're machriya kefir roiv and kefir ma. Certainly, if I hear more rayas, more kashas, more svaras, it sharpens my havana and faith in Indian. But it's always one on one. If I hear one kasha, it sharpens, 10 kasha sharpens more. So, but the mind understands. At the level of nefesh, on the level of what we'll call regesh or nefesh, what the mouth calls nefesh, if you are together with a lot of people, there's a collective hagosha that goes beyond the yachid. If a person davens b'roi rav, it creates a nesiyas lev in itself. It feels very turned on. Even when we come to the full base, maybe everybody's sitting and learning, and we feel turned on, and it's mechazikos on the level of nefesh, not the level of seichel. Same thing is true with nesiyah. A lot of people, everybody's out, so it's not even a sucker, it's important. The chizuk is always on the level of the nefesh, not on the level of the machshava of the maisa. So, in the Vitamix, in Aparina, which Neger said, there was the mokrit that created the tzibur of Klal Yisrael, and in the middle of there was that mutual physic between them all. And that's why she reconstructed the Messias of Klal Yisrael as a tzibur together. There are all sorts of interesting reflections of that halacha. The marshal. Megillas Esther there's a halacha that it's put there that if you have less than 10 people,